This is our Georgia Health News Weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, we're going to talk about a topic today that I think maybe not a lot of people know about, nurses and workplace injuries. So we encounter nurses all the time when we go to get our primary care physician visits, go to the hospital, things like that. But what a lot of people don't think about is that nurses actually do quite a bit of hard physical labor. And while they're doing this hard labor, they might get injured on the job. And if they're working for many years, these injuries kind of add up over time. So can you kind of tell us about what some of the most common injuries that nurses are reporting on the job?
Right. Well, nurses obviously play a very crucial role in our healthcare system. You can basically judge the quality of a hospital sometimes on the quality of nursing staff. So we know how important their work is, but it's also a much more physically demanding job than probably most of us think. It's one of the occupations that has the most workplace injuries of all occupations. And the reason is because they're doing a lot of physical labor. They're moving equipment. They're moving people and patients. And because of all this physical work, a lot of times they might injure a shoulder or a knee. Probably the biggest injury that you see is lower back injuries by nurses. And a lot of times they have to miss work because of this. They're dealing with a heavier patient. I mean, you think about our obesity rate, which is, 30% of adults are obese or close to it. And so they're moving these nurses, a lot of these patient from like a gurney to a bed, and so they can really strain their back or strain a knee or shoulder. And these injuries tend to occur more if they're going to be moving a lot of older and heavier patients around. Our nursing workforce is aging anyway, and they really do have a stressful physical job, and so moving people around and things like that, they are prone to injury, physical injury.
So what are nursing associations and medical centers doing to kind of protect the safety of these nurses and prevent injuries?
Well, I think one thing is they're trying to emphasize safe work practices, and they're using machines more in terms of lifting patients and moving them around, and that's helping out. And nurses are also being, told some good ergonomic techniques. I mean, it might be sitting on a stool rather than just bending over all day long.
So, Andy, as you discussed, we kind of have an older nursing workforce. And what is the state of Georgia particularly doing? Are they trying to do something to address this shortage?
Well, yes, we are. And, our nursing, we do have a lot of young nurses coming through the pipeline, but a lot of times they really lack experience. And so the older nurses are kind of guiding them through. But this is hospital work in particular is very difficult for, there's just a ton of stress, a ton of responsibility. And as I said, the physical labor. So the combination of all these factors make the importance of having a good hospital nurse workforce is very important for hospitals to keep the experienced ones in order to talk and help mentor the young ones, but also keep like a vibrant employee base in terms of RNs.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. Thanks for talking with me.
Glad to do it.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. You can listen to this episode and past episodes on our website at wuga.org. Any opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA FM.